Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lives Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we have a very special guest whom I'm trying to contact, but if I'm unable to contact him, because I know he told me he was going to be on tour, but he also told me that he would be able to interview, but something may have come up. Mr. Doc Lewis, he is a stellar radio host, and actually he's one of my mentors in the radio ministry. And so if we have the pleasure to introduce him today, that would be great. But if not, trust me, we will reschedule. But I want to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Without further ado, let's go ahead and pray. And then after we pray, I'm going to introduce our potential guest tonight. And as I said before, if not, we always know that this schedule is pretty flexible because we deal with a lot of celebrities and people with schedules. So we're very flexible. And so let us go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, just for giving us this particular ministry where the people are coming, Lord, to share their gifts, Lord. We thank you for the people who have come. We thank you for the people who are coming. And we thank you for those who are on their way, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would today be a day in which we magnify and glorify who you are. We thank you for each listener who's on here. We ask that you bless them in a particular manner. We thank you for Doc Lewis, Lord, whether he interviews today or we have to postpone and schedule another day. We thank you for his talent and his great gifts, and we ask that you continue to bless his radio ministry and his tours that are coming up. Lord, we thank you so much for just being the God who you are and for keeping your hands on us and helping us to be successful in what we do, Lord. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I know that our guest is not on yet, and I'm going to try to call him. But I want to tell you a little bit about Doc Lewis. First of all, I had the opportunity to meet Doc Lewis in Las Vegas at the Stellar Awards. He is a stellar radio host. He has shared the platform with many of the great gospel artists that you hear on your radio station. He has also had the opportunity to share his testimony, and I want to share a little bit of it with you without giving a lot of it away. But he has this motto that says that God has a purpose for his life. He was born brain dead, and he was unable to speak at birth. And now the Lord has allowed him to utilize his testimony in order to show us that God is able to do wonderful things. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how it seems. And he shared with me as we were speaking on the phone a couple of nights ago that many people told him that he would never be able to speak. The doctors, people who are certified, people who have went to school for this said he would never be able to speak again. But he said through his determination and prayers and his family praying he was able to overcome all of those obstacles. And I want to encourage you today that no matter what obstacles you face, that you're able to overcome them. Some of the other things that he's been able to do is he's worked with Bobby Jones at the California Gospel Explosion back in 95. He was the winner of Kong TV as far as the gospel music is concerned. He's the winner in the male vocalist category and placed second in songwriting. He's performed at many benefit concerts. He's performed at Taxi Convention in Hollywood, California. He's opened up for Mr. Donnie McClurkin. He's been to Fresno State. He's an alumni of the Gospel Music Night. He's just worked with many people, Clive Davis. We all know him. He was Whitney Houston's manager. So he's been all around. And actually, he is my mentor, or one of my mentors, in the radio ministry. And so we're going to attempt to call him. And as I said before, do not panic if he is unable to attend today. He did tell me that he would be touring. I did speak with him this morning and last night, and the intention was to come on the ministry. But guess what? We have so many slots left on the ministry that we can always have a makeup day. But I know that the Lord is going to give me something to say that's going to encourage you today before you leave the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. So I'm going to attempt to call Doc Lewis, and if he answers, wonderful. If he does not, we're going to reschedule, and we're going to move with the unction of the Spirit. Hold on, please.
Thank you for calling Gospel Hits Radio, where I am your host, Doc Lewis.
All right. Doc Lewis, and I know we're on different timelines, so that may be also another constraint, but we're going to interview Doc Lewis before this month is over. But I just want you to know, with his particular testimony, it is just phenomenal, and you have to hear it. He told me his testimony over the phone, but you have to hear it. But on today, I want to leave you with this, and I'm going to be very brief. But I want to leave you with this, and as God has given it unto me, that no matter the opportunity, big or small, that God gives you, he says utilize it to your fullest potential. You have to understand that when Jesus speaks about our potential, he's speaking about the optimization of the gift that he has given unto us. Okay, and for those of you who need to write things down, you may, because the Lord is getting ready to give me something, and it's going to encourage everybody. Now, on yesterday, I told you about space, and I told you about how the Lord sometimes confines us to particular spaces because he is preparing us. It doesn't matter what men say. It doesn't matter what they think. It's what God has the final say. Just like he has the final say in life and death. And when we talk about space, God says that I want you to think about, for scientists, I want you to think about a mustard seed, and I want you to think about how small it is, and I want you to think about the particular place that you're in right now. Is it a space that is big, or is it a space that's small? Because God said once you have a seed, once you have your space, it is up to you to increase your faith in God in order to increase your territory. Do you hear what I'm saying? You must increase your faith in God to increase your territory. So what does this mean? Some people are wanting to advance in their ministry. Some people want to advance on their jobs. Some people want to advance in their family life. Some people just want to advance. And God says if you want to advance, then you must have bigger faith. God says if you can dream it, if you can trust in God, if you can believe it, and if you can walk towards it, and if you can perfect it by practicing that which you do not see, he says your faith will become bigger. You must claim it, right? You must claim what you want the Lord to do. You must pray over that thing. And after you pray over it, you must begin to walk in that direction. You're going to have to be around people who have perfected that particular craft. But God says that he strategically places people with you, just as we're strategically placed in our families. God says that it was meant for us to be in our families. God just doesn't randomly throw somebody somewhere, right? He strategically does it. So if, and I'm almost finished, if you want to be blessed and used by God, your faith must be increased, and you do that by claiming it. And after you proclaim it, then you're going to have to walk in it, and you're going to have to surround your people, surround yourself around people who have perfected that particular gift. It's very simple, right? So I'm going to give you an analogy, because some people still have questions about, but my space is big, but I want it bigger. And we're talking about people who are already, people who have already made it. And what I mean by that is people who are already, for instance, in the entertainment field, people who are already retired and, you know, being able to do what they want to do because they have their own business. And God says, even if you are in a big territory, right, if you're in a big territory, in order, in other words, to not outgrow it, or in order to prevent your territory from diminishing or deteriorating, he says you must continue to claim that which you expect God to do. And he said once you claim it, you have to walk in it, continue to walk in it, and you have to surround yourself with people who have already perfected the craft. And you have to ask God for that particular guidance. And that's it. So when we claim and walk, we're only doing this by faith, right? God says you're doing it by faith because you don't see these things. You're claiming it in the name of Jesus. You don't see it right now, but you're claiming it in the name of Jesus. So just make sure that if you want to increase, if you want to advance, if you want to be promoted, whatever it is, make sure you claim it, walk in it, and you strategically place yourself around people, right, who have already or who are walking in that path. And that's it. That's all I want to say. And I'm going to leave you with this, and I know the Lord is going to give me something. I'm going to leave you with this. It really doesn't matter what position you're in, whether you're the type of person who is in the position of deciding if you want to follow Jesus, if you're in the position of just, you know, getting dressed, or if you're in the position of walking in the will. It really doesn't matter what stage you're on. God is able to increase your territory. You don't have to remain in that particular state or condition that you're in at this point. You can jump from deciding all the way to walking in the will of God. How can you do that? You have to begin to read your Bible and form a relationship with God and claim your relationship with God and walk in your relationship with God. And not only walk in there, but surround your people who know, surround yourself with people who know God. That's it. And God will let you taste and see. A lot of people use that verse, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is going to give us samples along the way. It doesn't matter what category you're in. You're always going to receive samples from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which means blessings. So just make sure that you understand that if you want to increase your space, claim it, walk in it. And after you walk in it, you're going to have to be sure that you surround yourself with people who love God as much as you do. Okay? So just think about those concepts. It doesn't matter where you are, right, in your relationship with God. God is always with you, and he's able to advance you to the next level. But it's up to you to claim it, walk in it, and surround yourself with the great people. And that's it. I have a couple of announcements to make, and we will reschedule Doc Lewis. I'm going to text him and try to call him back after I get off of air. But Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, and anyone who is just a positive, positive role model, please, please, please Facebook AfreedaLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And please pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you mark your calendars for June. We're looking at the second week end in June or the third. It just depends. I'm speaking to a couple of people, and we're going to decide that. But just make sure you mark your calendars. Keep the two weekends open for June. We will have flyers out pretty soon, and we're going to have a lot of promotional things going out for Love's Greatest Talent Show. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, that you just continue to pray one for another. Make sure you continue to watch the Facebook page, as we will have updates about different individuals who are coming on. We're going to have some guests from Basketball Wives. We're going to have some guests from Preacher's Wives and some guests from regular people like you and I. And we're going to have some teachers and some journalists and some other individuals coming on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We're going to have radio hosts such as Mr. Doc Lewis. I'm going to get back in touch with him and see when he wants to reschedule. But as I said before, just make sure you remain encouraged. Make sure that you know that God loves you, and so do I. And I want to thank all of my listeners who are on the line. I appreciate you so much. May God bless you and take care of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.